standing before Hanukkah, you know, every time someone goes around and he asks someone what happened in Hanukkah, they will answer him, well, they found oil, it was enough to light for one day, and Hashem made a mess, we lived for 8 days. So every place where you ask what happened in Hanukkah, this is what they will answer. There was no oil, and they went around and they found a little bit of oil, and it lit them for 8 days. But the shaila is, when we go to shul and we daven, we say, Rabbi be'at me'atim, Tmeim be'at ha'irim, Rishoyim be'at tzadik, Zeydi be'at iskei se'vosech. We don't mention it all the oil. We say, the nes is Rabbi be'at me'atim, Tmeim be'at ha'irim, Rishoyim be'at tzadikim. Why we don't mention the oil? But we found a little bit oil, and it was lighting for 8 days. Why we don't mention oil? Why we don't mention oil? Zogim Chaim Shmuel. It's not a kasha bichlal. It's not Indian to say thank you that the oil was lighting for 8 days. What we care if the oil lit for 8 days or not? Beis Hamikdash was not working for 2 years. Another 8 days would be no menorah. Nafkemina for us. Two mahutra betzibur. Nafkemina for us. They wanted to be machmir. Hashem saved us. Thank you. Rabbi b'yad me'atim t'meim. Ashkichon terusay chol adim v'chetze v'atam v'chom 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 v'chom. But to say thank you that was oil lighting for 8 days, there's no reason to say thank you. Push. So Ahavanadosh Kasha is, if there's no reason to say thank you on the oil, so why would we symbolize Hanukkah? We put menorahs under the window. Put makabim, you know, make a magadov, you know, makabim, you know, different ways. What they have, different halachy, what is makabim? Look at Chaim Shmulev, it's Pshat is awesome. It's masbirt with a mushroom. It says, the person goes into a room, he sees a lady holding a baby, washing him, rinsing him, bathing him. He's wondering to himself, this lady, who is this lady? Is the mother? The Yiddish mama? Is the babysitter, housekeeper, helper, to call it? Yeah? How do you know who she is? She's washing, she's cleaning. It's the helper, the housekeeper, or the Yiddish mama? So the time she left, if when she finishes to put the baby, she puts him in the side, she goes to the next baby, the housekeeper. If she picks him up, gives him a kiss on the forehead, that's the Yiddish Shabbat. But for what the kid has to say thank you for the mother? For changing his diaper or for giving a kiss? For changing the diaper, for cleaning it, it was dirty, schmutz. She'll say, mommy, thank you for the kiss. She said, thank you for the kiss, and for 3 hours, her washing it with soap. But for what the kid feels close to his mother? For the kiss. For changing his diaper, the helper also could do that. So the kiss shows the kid, does he the mame? But the thank you is on changing the diaper. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Shaloi tishtakach mipizal. Never. Antiochus. The Russians. The Germans. The Haskalah. Everyone tried. Hashem promised, Shaloi tishtakach mipizal. Torah will never be forgotten. No shaila about it. But sometimes Hashem does it because He has to. And sometimes Hashem does it because He wants to, because He loves us. If Hashem will save us, He has to. He promised. For this He created the world, and Klai Yisrael will keep Torah. He wanted to show us, Kindalach, I love you. He gave us the extra menorah. We don't need it. Tumohut Rabitzibu, Medafnish. No menorah for a while, a bit more no menorah. He said, I love you, Kindalach. I have Ahava for you. He showed him the Ahava for Klal Yisrael. So when we say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we say thank you for saving us. not thank you for the kiss. But we're proud to show the world, we're showing the kiss. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. So we put the menorahs all over. The thank you is on the nitzochon. Al rabbi mi al ma'at, it may be at ha'irim. It's a pshat. You know, in Chanukah we found something very strange. Mehadrin, mina mehadrin. What's the pshat? Every mitzvah, Chanukah is mehadrin, you can light one candle. Some mehadrin, I heard, they light 8 candles. I heard some people are even more machmir, everyone in the family does it. Then I heard there's another zach, you could light candles. Some people machmir oil. Some people even oil achila. So you could be yotze one candle for the whole family. You machmir. 8 for everyone, from oil, oil achila. And the same guy, you know, he reads Krishna Goyen, What's the pshat? Why here? The Rabbanon, Chas v'Shalom. The Rabbanon. And is that a suffering? Like, for sure, a candle. You will not see one bacher that will light one candle. One bacher will not light one candle. Why not? Why not? Shabbos was it. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. רואז או שיפחו על הים אשר לראו יחזקה בן בוזי. זה כאילו. Everyone would like יחזקה בן בוזי. חזר תל, משעס קריאס ימסו. From the walls, apples came out. Oranges. This is what they said. When I was a kid, today they say, sour sticks were slipping out from the walls. אבל חזר עושה, גשמק איזה אחר הוא קומן. Why you need it? Why is what we are in Mitzrayim? עבודים לפארוי. מה מדבר סיני? רואה זו שיפך על הים, תקה בב. זה מזוהר. מזוהר. בוא נזו משם. כמו שבורך הוא פרמס עשת לתק הזו על המצרים. וגם לזה גוי אשר יעבוי דודון הנריך. אבל השם said, but I want to show you, I'm not doing it because I have to. I love you. I'm giving you extra. The extra shows is because I love you. I'm not doing it because I have to, because I love you. This is the extra kiss from the Ribbono Shel Olam. How Klal Yisrael gave back a kiss? When you get a kiss, you give back a kiss. There's one mitzvah Hashem never told us to do, and we decided to do it on our own. And we say it every day in Davening. One mitzvah Hashem never told us to do, and we decided on our own to do it. Ze keili ve'anveyu aleike ovi v'aroi memenu. Hidu mitzvah. Klal Yisrael said, when they felt the kiss, they saw the sour sticks slipping out of the walls. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we will do the mitzvahs. We will do it in Azai Hidu. We will do it in Azai Hidu. You will see. You will see, Ribbono Shel Olam. We will do it in such a Hidu that you will see that we're doing it not because we have to, because we want to. Don't have to wear beautiful tzitzis. We want to. We don't have to have it. We want to. So Ner Chanukah, that the whole chefze of the mitzvah, Hashem loves us. So in that mitzvah, we show the most the love back. So the chefze of Ner Chanukah is mehadrin, mehadrin, mina mehadrin. This is the way we start the Ner Chanukah. To show back the ahava to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To show back the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is one mahalach in that locus neis Chanukah. The thank you is on the nitzochon, but we light candles to show the ahava of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we do it behidu to show the kiss, how much we love the mitzvahs, how much we love Hashem. This is one thing, but the Maharal explains a little bit more. The Maharal explains how this is good. Why Hashem had to make that everything is with the menorah. A kiss. You know what? Let them not define menochas, and Hashem will give them a kiss. A kiss from cake. Why has to be a kiss from oil? Zog de Maharal, the Ikar Milchomer of the Yevonim was on the Menorah. The Menorah was the Milchomer of the Yevonim. Chazal say, Aroitze Lehachim Yadrim, Shemenorah Badorim. We have two kelim. The Oroim, Oroim is the Pkiris, Menorah is Eir. Kedai Shiva Chochmas. The Netziv says And it says, not in the Rishonim, in the Medrash, Rabbi Shmuel Doirish Apsukim Kafter Voperach. What's Kafter Voperach? It's Kaftorah Voprocher of the Menoyo. The Heidegger Mechaber, when they say Kafter Voperach, they mean. But why it says in the old Rishonim Kafter Voperach? Because Chidush Toiro, that when the Menoyo is Kafter Voperach. The Toiro is Kafter Voperach. Iula Toiro, Oira Toiro. Oroim is the Amor Shal Toiro. Kishnei Chaverim Ha'iskim B'Toiro. Kol HaToiro is there. Aber the light of Toiro, the Koyach HaChidush, the Mo'ir Shebo Shemachziro Lemutov, is Amelus V'Yegiyoso B'Toiro, is in the Menoiro. Zeydim B'Yad Oiski Seiro Secho. The Milchoma was Oiski Seiro Secho. La'ashkichom Toiro Secho U'la'aviro Michuk Yeretzinecho. They knew without the Teire and Minokium. Aber the Chure had to be La'aviro La'aviro Michuk Yeretzinecho La'ashkichom Toiro Secho. I said over a couple times, this Yid Farako, I don't know if you know, his name is Talansky. He's busy with money, with Olmert, with all scandals. So he told me, this Talansky told me, I took my son over. Sometimes he comes down to Israel. So my son became a mitzvah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to introduce him to an older friend of mine. I think he's in the 70s. More modern yet, tired yet. Tell my son, I want to tell you. I live in Farakway. He says, you know, up to Lakewood in the highway, there's a lot of exits. And every exit you go in, there's cities, there's shuls, there's 1,000 seats. Empty, nothing is there. When I was a kid, it was full. Rabbis learned Afayoimi, said Shiuri, everything. Nothing is there. Where I lived in Farakway was a small little yeshiva. A little apartment, the kids' afternoon played outside. And Lakewood was a suburb of Cutler. Also had such a little basement with a couple of boys. These two places became cities of Torah. All these shuls with thousands of people, with hundreds of shiurim, nothing is left. Thomas said, if I would know that then, that secret I'm going to tell you, I'll be the richest guy because I'll buy property in the right place. But I didn't realize that. I bought near the shuls, it's worth nothing today. He says, I don't know how to explain to you, kid, but I want to tell you. The place that they do like this and the terrorist stays there. When they don't do like this, it doesn't work. I don't know why. It looks like if you just sit and read the papers, you'll be better. I don't know why. I'm telling you, I saw. Shuls, rabbis, learning, nothing stayed. The places that they did like this, and I thought they're spending the time like a toast, he said, these kind of things that they were speaking there, I don't know why. There I saw that the terrorist, yeah. There I saw the terrorist state. I'm telling you, kid. When you see the people do like this, and you think they're doing nothing, stick to there. There it will be. I'm telling you. And if you have to buy property, buy it there. So everyone gives his advice. But the Yevonim knew that secret. And they came, Zaydim b'yad oiski serosecho. The Medrash brings down. How you loim dim oiskim b'mitzves, ve'asukim ve'amolim b'toiro. Bo'u Yevonim, ve'gozru aleim, shelo yu ameilim b'toiro. Why? They could have stopped all the other things. Zog the Maharal, this was the milchom of the Yevonim. And the koyach of the Yevonim was, Rashi says in Sanhedrin, was a person who was driving a horse in Shabbos, and they killed him. Rashi says, now that this is the aloche, elo tzorich shohoyo. Shohoyo b'imei Yevonim, shegozu gzeres al Yisrael, v'hoyu ha-mitzvois v'ha-toyro b'zuim aleyem. The Yevonim made gzeiras, there will be no chashivus to Torah. No chakashe, no chateret. V'ha'arev no Hashem alekeinu es divas yirosecho. It's not easy, it's hard. Not easy, it's hard. I'm asking it's hard. Maybe it's very hard. Maybe it's very hard. But this is the Yevonim. Zog de Maharal, we know they have lamedvov neches, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, candles, if you count them together, it comes to 36. Today it's easy to know that because they have these lazy menorahs. So yeah, you can count how much candles you have. Yeah, but it's 36 menorahs. We're going to see without the shamash. the 36 Neiris Keneged Lamedvav Masechta Shemeshas. Keneged Lamedvav Masechta Shemeshas. Zog de Maharal, the Milchomas of Yevonim was Keneged Amolo V'Yegiyosu Shotayro. The Tanchume, famous Tanchume, Ha'Holchim B'Choyshech Oroh Oyer Godl, Zeu Talmud Bavli. הולכים בחוישך רואו גודל זו תארו בן. סוג דמהרל, דמלחומב דייבונים הוא כנגד תוירו שדעל פה, כנגד המולו ויגיוס של תוירו. So ממילא, this is the מנוירו, that הרואי צה להחכים ידרים, השם made the nest of the מנוירו to show כלל ישראל. Even if you have a little bit, I will make it to light for a day. הרבי שפיינשטיין says, why at loko is a mitzvah? You heard such a mitzvah. Person puts on the tefillin, it moves away. Hanocha is a mitzvah. Person put on the mezuzah, it fell. Hanocha is a mitzvah. Why menorah is the only mitzvah? I lived and I tried my best. It went off, what I could do. Okay, the mitzvah is that everyone that walks in the street will see it, right? So why at loko is a mitzvah? So in Teira Hashem says, you don't have to. Start out with the rest. It's like a Moshe Feinstein. And Hashem made a nest, a little bit of oil will light for 8 days. I don't have a cup for Iyun, I don't have a cup for Pekiyas, I don't have this flesh, I don't have... Start. No Kishroiness, we'll live for 8 days, don't worry. 8 days, l'malam idarach ha-teva. This is the koyach of the Menayro. The Mele, the Nitzochin was that the Oira Toiro came back. So we besamel. The Mele is not a stira. The Nitzochin is the Menayro. The thank you is Rabin Biyan Me'adim Zaydin Biyan Oizkisir Hosecho. This is Be'etzem the Nitzochon. So the Menorah and the Nitzochon are the same thing. So we spoke out of that there's two inyonim in the Menorah. The kiss and the Oiro Shel Toiro. See, Alamo Sabochim go back to the Diret after Lich Benchen and they stay there, they shmuz there. This is what they do there. I tell this Bochim, don't light oil. Light one candle. Why? I'll tell you, Aloha, you're okay? You want to show Hashem, I love you, Hashem. I love you. I'm just not learning. I'm just here. I'm playing with Dreidel. I love you. I'm playing cards. I just love you. So Hashem said, please don't love me. Please, you know, like, you know, I got like a wet kiss. It's a wet kiss. You know, like don't kiss me. I love you, Hashem. I love you. I'm just not in the Bismarck. I just love you. I'm busy with this oil, don't the ganze second Seder. Hashem says, please go back to Bismarck. Don't touch me. I don't need you. One candle, you know, don't show me you love me. I have ways out to tell me that you love me. Don't make up new mahalchim. We have to know the famous kashe. Why? No, Chanukah is no masechta. Gil is a masechta. Some say Rebbe had a kpeda, the chashmonoim, the kriyanim, that it took the melucha. Well, I thought this was same. I don't know, Chassam Sefer, I think, says the real answer is, says, because Be'etzim, the Yevonim, wanted Mashkiach the Torah. והנה חוישר גודל ותרדמו נפז העולם, חוישר זה מלכוס יובו, שהשכיחו עיניים של ישראל, השכיחו עיניים של ישראל, שכיחו וחוישך is the same letters. It made it dark. What is dark? The room is full with black. And you try to take out the black with sticks, it goes out. Take bags, fill them up with it black, and take it out. Will it come light? I tried it once, it didn't help. How much bags do you take? Fill them up with the black and take it out. Doesn't matter. You put one match, the whole black disappears. Now, black is not mud. Mud, you need a tractor, right? To take out the mud of the room. The room is full with mud. Black is pitch dark. About one little match. The koach of the oven is, they make it, it's black. So that's what to do. A whole looks like the end of the world. One match, the whole thing changes. The koyach of Yovan was choyshech. The choyshech came biz Mashiach. What is choyshech? I'll tell you an example. If now we're walking a young man that will know shas, but not upstairs, will know shas. No one will look at him even. Yeah? We're walking a guy, his name is Bill Gates. You'll see everyone, Bill Gates, yeah? Then Bill Gates to come to Bessie Shai sit in the back, yeah? So 2 minutes, you know Bill Gates is in the back? What is Bill Gates? A human being that has a bit of money, the ganze Sache. A bracha that lost Babakama is worth a billion times more. That's what we believe in. So why no one is saying there's a guy who knows Babakama here, there's a guy who knows Babakama here. But I'm asking only on you. Even more harsh of a guy from you will say, why? We're not going to Bill Gates. We'll come even a year that has a bit of money. If you walk in the street and a guy will come over to you, and Yankel, you ask him to go buy me a pizza, you tell him, excuse me. This is what Yova managed to do. I remember that when I was a kid, it was a year that came in, I think it was for the stipler. His name was Reichman. He's a very wealthy person. He came to Toronto. And he came into the stipend, I think it was, when I was a kid, and the stipend asked what's his name. He said, Reichman. He said, the one that made the Masada of Cook, the Oros and the Ritva. He said, no, he's Toronto. First stipend, I was all excited for him. I was so insulted. Before he thought he was the Magia and the Ritva, Stipples, Babish, you know, Hoshi Ragoy, the Stipples, like, I've made a sort of stickle kima, yeah? What is the child? Rachman is a tire, he was a big massive tire. But Stipples, the guy made a goy and the Ritva and Shabbos, it was Rachman. This is also a Rachman, Tana. Yovan gave us, speaking of myself, a Hashivas. You know, you go to a guy, in Teire, and he lives in Balabati, you have Chashivas there, right? You go, he looks in Nebuchadnezzar, yeah? This is us. This is Yavam. If it was not like that, it would not be like that. Teire is what is important, everything else. It's like Lama Zagan, you see a Bachar going, and he has a big bag of feathers. The other guy doesn't have a big bag of feathers. You mash the guy that has a big bag of feathers. Well, the Emes, the guy has a lot of money, has a bag of feathers. The Imam is full with feathers all over him, yeah? You feel bad for him. We, money, we don't see it like feathers. I'm not against the rich people, I want to explain it. But it's against us. Forget about rich. Will come a guy that will tell you he's a professor, mamish, brilliant, you know, math. A guy knows what we got, but Tyre Bacher, you give him a knuckle, yeah? We'll finish with that. This is what Yovan did. Yovan did it to us. Chanukah is the time, the essence to win it. The way to win it is by Amolo v'yegiyosa shel Torah. Halevai oisi azovu v'toirosi shomoru shemeoir shebo machzir olemuto. Meoir shebo machzir olemuto. Now we have to know. And we really have to know. You know, Machlekes B'Silvah B'Shammai, if you light one candle, two, three, four, five, or B'Shammai says, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Why? So, what do I know about B'Shammai? B'Shammai, B'Shammai, can I get Pore Achak? Another man, no, my God, 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 my We know the famous question, why we light 8 days menorah? Light 7 days. A lot of the rules, yeah? The desk that they found it, they divided it to eight. I think it's so strong, have like 100 years. It's called the B'siyas of Skash. Yeah? So, but what is the real doubt? The Foshim explained that even with all your lights, Be'etzim, it's a mess. The Nei Bina, Kovu Yemei Shmoyna. The world says. The Nei Bina, Kovu Yemei Shmoyna. The Ramban says, "Me'anisim aniglo'im onu makirim banisim she'enom niglo'im." From the famous nisim, you know the nisim she'enom niglo'im. Some people, they walk in the street, they see a street, they see an animal, boyroilom. They see a shgochet, boyroilom. Some people. If a car turns around and someone is saved, they see Boy Ha'ayla. So, yeah, it happens. If the car went over four circles, then it's a mess. Yeah, it happens. If he falls out of the car, turns around, and falls back into his seat, then he knows for sure it's Boy Ha'ayla. Some people, even that does not help. If Mamish falls over and the car falls on top of him and he's alive, then he knows it's Bayra Oilo. It's different people what they will have to see Bayra Oilo. So the in the beginning of Hanukkah, wow, it lit in for 8 days. Oil for 1 day for Bayra Oilo. Second day, really, Hanukkah dik. It lit in for 7 days is enough to tell me Bayra Oilo. And the last day of Hanukkah, oil lights. Mishomar lachoymetz shemen veyidlak. Yom lachoymetz veyidlak. And the last day, mishomar lachemen veyidlak. Yom lachoymetz veyidlak. A person sees choymetz as doylek, he also knows it's by Yom. Dear, what we have to reach. We have to reach as mishomar lachemen veyidlak. Yom lachoymetz veyidlak. Guy called me, America. He's in his office. Wants to know if he has to come back home early for Adlak Asneyas. I said, what is the shayla? So, you know, I was here 7 hours, but I had a couple of things more to take care of. He wants to know if he could come back home a bit late. I said, no problem, but when you come home, light only one candle. I said, why? I said, you're Yaitse. He said, but I want to light eight. I said, go back now. He says, no. I said, you light only one. So why you light eight? Even if it was a little bit oil, Hashem could make it to light for 8 days. But you walk for 5 hours, you think maybe Hashem can't manage to give you panos. Maybe you stay a few more hours, maybe the deal will come. If Hashem wants to give you a deal, he could have given to you in 5 hours. But maybe Hashem didn't manage. He wants to stay there for another 3 hours to help him. I understand. So don't light 8 candles. 1 candle. But if you believe that the 1 candle could light for 8 candles, and this is what you're saying, please go back. Hashem will take care of you. Don't worry. 5 hours in the office, he could take care of you tomorrow morning. He knows it works out. You know, sometimes this year is a good year. We're standing mamash in front of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is starting tomorrow. Bocha has to decide. He wants the every shade and slogan that every year the koiches of that yontif come back. The koiches of that yontif come back. From tomorrow, the person is meisul nefesh l'toyro. Chashmonaim had to make a physical mesuras nefesh. And then there was Zeichel in the light. He takes on himself, I'm going to change. I'm going to be a different person. And he's Moisel Nefesh. Hashem makes miracles. Miracles. But you have to be Moisel Nefesh. Whatever you're planning to come, Chanukah, party here, party here. There's no siyata nishmaya. The person has to know, Hashem gave us a kiss, He shows the ahava of the klal Yisrael. It's zman ahava. It's a zman shel ahava. And at the same time, there's a zman shel ahava, it's the koyach ha-toiro. And Hashem shows us bitochen. Hod bitochen and boira oilom. So when you have bitochen and boira oilom, and siyata nishmaya, and the was nefesh l'toiro, the Chanukah could light. I said, it's full with black. And I want to tell you, a lot of people have their own black. Every person has his own black. It's kolalistic black and it's his own black. The Rosh calls it in tshuva, Yemei HaChoshech v'Yemei HaOich. You want to win the Yemei HaChoshech. You want that look of Yisrael Mitzvah. You want to have the Siyata Dishmaya. Take the 8 days in Hanukkah. Put yourself together. Push. And the Ez Hashem, the Siyata Dishmaya, will be Zeichet Abba to see the Nisim, and the oil will shine as it says.